Unit 4. Using language. Listening and discussing. Theories of gravity. Michael Jones of the New Space magazine is talking with space traveller Li Yangping about changes in the theory of gravity. Part 1.
Hello, Dr. Li Yangping. It's so good of you to talk to me. Some students ask us why things always fall back to Earth if you throw them up in the air. Could you explain it?
Well, at first people thought it was because the Earth was the center of the universe. Of course, that was wrong. One day, Isaac Newton watched an apple fall to the ground. He said that something else must be pulling the apple back to Earth. He called it gravity.
I see. Did people accept his idea?
They did. Later, they worked out that bigger objects, like the sun, have stronger gravity than smaller objects, like our planets. If you're traveling in deep space, you couldn't fall back to the Earth. You're just too far away.
Part 2.
Does it mean there's no gravity in space?
No. In a spaceship, you would feel the pull as it got closer to such an object. You would travel faster and faster towards it.
Until you hit it?
Not exactly. You may pass it very fast, and then it would throw you out into space again. After that, you would slow down to the usual speed.
How do you know this?
In 1905, Einstein said that in space, large objects make space-time bend. The larger the object, the further space-time bends. So time goes slower in very strong gravity.
What about black holes?
That's a place in space which has such a strong mass that nothing can escape from its gravity. There is a kind of edge around this mass. If you cross over this edge, it's impossible for you to get back. However, if you don't cross this edge, you can still escape. Stephen Hawking has done a lot of research into black holes. He has shown that they spit things out as well as eat them.